لا إله إلا الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا، ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا، اللهم واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا، اللهم ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، اللهم ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. The destruction of the sound of the kids. I forget the ayah. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. ويقول تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وأصلي وأسلم على مبعوث رحمة العالمين سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد، in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, the most merciful, all praise and thanks are due to him, and peace and blessings be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was guided by the will of Allah, no one can misguide him. And he was misguided, no one can guide him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. Today's khutbah, respected brothers and sisters, will be about the ways of responding to the dua. طرق استجابة الدعاء. Now, before I start talking about the ways, الطرق استجابة الدعاء, how Allah responds or respond to our calls, to our supplications, let me pay the attention to the following. Now, قبل البدء بالحديث عن طرق استجابة الدعاء لابد من التنبيه إلى ما يلي أحبتي في الله. First of all, you know one of the basic aims of the Friday khutbah as was designed in Islam, واحدة من أهداف أو بعض من أهداف خطبة الجمعة, it's either for educational purpose, هدف تعليمي تثقيفي, by having a new information, an informative talk, educational talk, هدف تعليمي تثقيفي, or fixing misconceptions or correcting misconceptions, أو تصحيح مفاهيم, one of the main purposes of الخطبه, or paying the attention to something has to do with Muslim ummah or the Muslim society that you are living in, أو تنبيه لقضية يتعلق بالأمة أو المجتمع الذي تعيش فيه, or spreading awareness, نشر الوعي تجاه قضية, or whatever. So we have many purposes for the khutbah. لدينا أهداف عديدة بالخطبة. Today's purpose, هدف اليوم, basically is correcting misconception. هو تصحيح مفهوم خاطئ with regard to the response to the dua, يتعلق باستجابة الدعاء. Now, where did the problem come from? من أين أتت المشكلة? The problem came to the mind of some Muslims from the following facts. أتت من خلال الحقيقة التالية. Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Quran, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ دُعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ or not? Is it true that Allah says in the Quran, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ and your Lord is proclaiming that call upon me and I will respond to you. Did Allah say that or not? The answer is definitely he said it. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, في آية أخرى يقول الله تعالى, وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان. And if, O Muhammad, if my servants asked you about me, let them know that I'm so, I'm too close from them. Let them call upon me and I will respond to them. And I will respond to the one who's calling upon me. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّعْ. So I'm just quoting two verses. فقط آيتان. طبعا يوجد tens of other verses. But this is one of the most well-known. من أشهر الآيات. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ. Now this is called جملة شرطية. And it is told by Allah. جملة شرطية يخبر بها الله. Conditionally close. If you come to me, I will give you $10. This is called conditional close. جملة شرطية بمعنى إذا أتيت وزرتني سوف أعطيك $10. So if you came and I do not fulfill my promise, I might be what?
A liar.
A liar. والعياذ بالله. So from here comes the problem. Allah says, and if Allah says, definitely Allah fulfills. But Allah سبحانه وتعالى لا نعد يقول وقال ادعوني أستجب. الآية تقول إذا دعوك يستجب لك والله هو المخبر. So in reality, is it true or not that many of us we do call but no response? في الواقع في الحقيقة أليس من الواقع أن بعضا بل كثير منا يدعو ولا يستجاب له؟ So here comes the problem that we are trying to fix the misconception in this khutbah. Allah is promising, if you call, I will respond. In reality, we do call, but there is no response. So where is the problem? Here comes why we need always to remind ourselves, يا أحبة نحن أمة إقراء. We are the people of knowledge. We taught humanity knowledge. Before Islam, okay? And after Islam, there is no nation on earth that is concerned with ilm like Muslim Ummah. The first ayat was, Iqra, read. So therefore, and I remind you with something very important I mentioned in previous khutbah, the Dhakart Shaykh. When we want to understand something in the Quran, إذا أردنا نفهم شيئا في القرآن أو في الإسلام in general, we need to understand other related verses. لابد أن نجمع الآيات الأخرى المتعلقة أو الأحاديث. And if you remember, we said something about the context, السياق. So, if you want to understand a problem or to fix a problem, to صحح مشكلة, or to fix or to correct a misconception, it's not wise just to focus on one verse, leaving other verses, or to focus in one hadith, leaving other hadith. What we need to know to bring other related hadith and verses. نحتاج إلى جمع المتعلقات المتشابهات في الموضوع من الآيات والأحاديث لنفهم الفكرة. So, in this path, في هذه الطريق لتصحيح المفهوم, نحتاج أن نفهم أمرين رئيسين. We need to understand two things. Now, the first thing is موانع إجابة الدعاء, the obstacles in the face of responding to the دعاء, the elements that prevent your دعاء from being responded. ما يمنع من استجابة هناك شيء يسمى موانع إجابة الدعاء. Obstacles, عوائق في طريق إجابة الدعاء. Second way, we have something in case if I'm entitled to be responded, إذا بستحق إجابة الدعاء ولا يوجد موانع, هناك طرق لإجابة الدعاء. It's not just one way. We have different ways that Allah responds to our dua. So two basic things to understand the package. حزمة إشكالية إجابة الدعاء تحتاج إلى أمرين. معرفة الموانع, understanding obstacles or the preventive elements, then the ways. By this, you will be comprehending. رح تكون هكذا مستوعب للقضية. الموانع now. What prevents my dua from being responded? This is not my opinion. It's in the hadith al-sahih, where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's narrated by Imam Muslim. It's a long hadith. I will take from the hadith just what is related to our topic. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الصحيح, he says in a sound hadith, قال إن الله تعالى طيب لا يقبل إلا طيبا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is طيب and does not accept but the pure cleansed things. قال ثم ذكر وذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم some verses. Then he mentioned some verses. Then he came to the point قال ثم ذكر الرجل. I will mention the hadith in Arabic. Then I will translate it into English. قال ثم ذكر الرجل يطيل السفر أشعث أغبر يمد يديه إلى السماء يا رب يا رب ومطعمه حرام ومشربه حرام وملبسه حرام وغذي وفي رواية وغذي بالحرام فأنى يستجاب لذلك. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Arabs, they didn't understand what I'm telling without explanation, because it's very clear in Arabic, very clear. Now in English, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, and this is a horrible hadith, sound hadith, sahih hadith, responding to the ayah. Why Allah is not responding to our dua? The first answer, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah Ta'ala does not accept but the clean, purified, cleansed things. طيب. Then Prophet Muhammad, he mentioned the person who is traveler. And as you know, the traveler, especially in the past, he's entitled for responding for the dua. من أسباب إجابة الدعاء في الإسلام السفر. Why? Because you are in one of the weakest, when you are a traveler, forget our time now. In that time, traveler means he's exposed to all kinds of dangerous things. A predator, an animal, could kill him at any moment. A gang, a person, a thief, anything could happen to him. No protection. It's not like our days. No highways, no cars, nothing at all. في أي تعرض الخطر المسافر. لذلك هو من أسباب دواعي إجابة الدعاء السفر. The Prophet Muhammad says, قال ثم ذكر الرجل يطيل السفر. He mentioned the person, he is traveling most of the time, which means he's in a very difficult situation. One. قال يَمُدُّ يَدَيْهِ. It's not just a traveler in a weak, dangerous status, but قال يَمُدُّ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. He is doing his duty in terms of asking Allah. يَمُدُّ يَدَيْهِ السَّمَاءِ. He is confessing, admitting that Allah is the one who responds. And he's making the dua. يَا رَبُّ. It's not just making the dua. From the bottom of his heart. يَا رَبُّ. Ya Rabb, he's asking, he's doing, he's fulfilling his duty. Ya Rabbu, Ya Rabb. And he mentioned that he is Ash'ath Aghbar. The word Ash'ath, now in English, the one whose hair is unkept and shaggy. يعني بالعربي شعره خلينا نقول مهرقل. Ash'ath Aghbar literally means the one who has a lot of dusts on his clothes, which means he's full of dirt, dust, unkempt, shaggy, traveler. All kind of elements which entitles him to be responding in his dua. He's poor, miskin, weak, a traveler, unkempt, full of dust, full in need, and asking Allah. So Ya Allah, so he has fulfilled all the conditions that his dua should be responded. Prophet Muhammad continues. Then he says, قال, but. You know, problems always comes after. But. قال, وَمَطْعَمُهُ حَرَامٌ. لاحظ, يُطِيلُ السَّفَرَ. أَشْعَثْ أَغْبَرْ يَمُدَّ يَدَيْهِ وَلَكِنْ مَطْعَمُهُ حَرَامٌ. His food has come from a haram source. مَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامٌ. His drink has come from a haram source. ملبسه حرام. His clothes has come from a haram source. قال و his clothes has come from a haram source. قال وغذية أو وغذية, which means from top to toe, completely. Everything in his life has come from a haram source. قال فأنى يستجاب لذلك. How come Allah will respond? It's like saying in our, يعني, you know, simple language, Are you making jokes with Allah? So how come? It's like when I say, please, if you don't come to visit me, you don't respect me, you don't answer my calls, you don't respond to my questions, how come you want me to respond to you? You are ignoring me. I call you, you don't respond. I ask you to do something, you don't respect. I then will say, why you don't call me? Why? How come? Depending on what? You are ignoring me completely. You are breaking all ties with me. So why should I respond to you? This is the first point, which is, we called it what? Mawani' ijabat ad-du'a. The obstacles, the preventive elements that they stop my dua from being responded. Even though Allah is so, I need to be assured. When I say, Ya Allah, I should have already done my best not to have awa'iq ijabat al-dua. So it's unacceptable, for example, practical example, mithal amali. It's unacceptable that I'm a district. I do not respect, for example, my parents. And I'm screaming in the face of my mother whenever she asks me for something. I'm disrespecting, I'm dealing with my mother in specific. Okay, mothers, they face this problem with their kids much more than fathers. Always this is disrespect, and this is a major sin in Islam. هذه كبيرة من الكبائر. So, into Allahu Akbar, always I'm screaming, I'm in the face of my mother. Then, a few minutes later, Ya Allah, najjihni. Ya Rab, Ya Allah, please help me in my exams. How come? How come? It's the contradiction. It's unacceptable, wal'iyadu billah, wal'iyadu billah. My gaze, I do not lower my gaze, ghadd al-basar. I look to every haram thing in the street, then I come to Masjid, Ya Allah, help me in my job. This is a problem, this is a contradiction. Mawani' ijabat ad-du'a. This is the first step of fixing, correcting the misconception. Second step, in the last 10 minutes, we said we need, number one, the mawani'. Number two, we said we need to know the ways of responding. And here comes the glad tidings now, the good news. We start with the difficult things and we end with good news. Al-Bushra, Al-Akhbar Al-Jayyida Wa-Tayyiba Wa-Al-Mufriha. In another hadith narrated by Imam Ahmad in different narrations in his Musnad, the conclusion of them, Prophet Muhammad SAW says in the hadith, Al-Ma min Muslimin yad'u bi-da'watin laysa fiha ithmun wala qati'atu rahimin. إِلَّا أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا إِحْدَى ثَلَاثٍ. Prophet Muhammad Sallam says, there is no Muslim calling upon his Lord, asking Allah for something, but with a condition that this da'wah does not contain ithm or qati'at rahim. Ithm means sin. I'm not asking for something haram. Or qati'at rahim. Qati'at rahim, I'm not asking Allah to help me in breaking the ties with my family, with my kinship, with my relatives, which means it's unacceptable to make a dua for a illegal haram thing. It's unacceptable. Ma min Muslim, if you are a Muslim and you have submitted yourself to Allah and you are a believer and you are not asking for anything that contains violation, illegal haram thing, but definitely Allah will respond, but in one of three ways. So it's not just one way. The first one, to hurry up, to speed up, to accelerate his dua, which means this is the first type. The first way, which most of us know nothing except it, which is, let's imagine, I want to enroll in a university. I finished my high school. I would love to go to this university, not that university. Ya Allah, help me to go to this university. For example, But Allah responded to me and made it very easy. All the gates, they were completely open, and I managed to be in that university. Everything becomes easy. Allah helps. Allah opens the gates. يُعِينُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى بِتَعْجِيلِ دَعْوَتِي كَمَا طَلَبْتُهَا. Exactly. This is the first one. دَخِرُهَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ, or it will be reserved for him in the hereafter. In terms of, I respond by the wisdom of Allah, sorry, I call, I ask, I do the dua. By the wisdom of Allah, there is no khair in what I'm calling, and I don't know. But the fact that I'm calling, I'm having, I'm gaining ajr and thawab, this will be reserved in my account in the day of judgment. يَدَّخِرُهَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. To a degree, from other narrations, I will be shocked when I will see an amazing amount of ajr. They came to me just because of my dua. This is second way. You need to believe in that. Something will be reserved. Your account will be full with this. So, two. Number three, more than narration. قال أو يصرف عنه من السوء بقدر ما دعا أو يكفر عنه من سيئاته بقدر ما دعا. Amazing. Now, third one. It's either that Allah will protect you from negative, bad things that they were coming to touch you, they were postponed, or they were cancelled, or you've been protected from something. That's the meaning of الدُّعَاء وَالْقَضَاءُ يَتَصَارَعَانِ فِي السَّمَاءِ. The dua and the predestination of Allah, they are struggling in heavens, which means when you make dua, this qada might be changed for the sake, because you are doing a dua. So I might be about to have something, a disaster, let's say, with the amount of 60%. Because of my dua, this problem become of just 5%. Or it was completely removed because of my dua. Or like anyone else, I might be committing sins. I have a lot of sins. When I make dua, what will happen? At takfir, my sins will be deleted because of my dua. So when we put all things together, لاحظوا الحديث. قال ما من مسلم يدعو الله من غير إثم ولا قطيعة رحم إلا كان حقا على الله إلا أجابه الله بواحدة من إحدى ثلاث. So it's definitely now the conclusion. If there is no obstacles in the face of my dua, I'm not having this problem, and I'm entitled for response. وأستحق الاستجابة. I need to know that keep doing the dua. Don't ever feel that, okay, look, أنا دعوت لكن الله لم يستجب. No. Definitely Allah is responding. But the way of response, it's up to Allah to be decided which one of them. It's not me. So I just keep making the dua, making the istighfar, asking Allah. It's either in what I want exactly, or bad thing will be protected, or takfir, deleted, cleansing my sins of the loop, or the best thing, believe me, the best thing to be reserved in يوم القيامة. That's why one of us, depending on that, I can expect the following scenario. Someone like your respected self might be there, all of your good deeds might be like this, and the ajr of your dua might be like this. You will be shocked from the ajr. At that time, you know, the currency, العملة الإلهية, the divine currency in the day of judgment is just sins and rewards. So I am filling my accounts. And I'm بعبد حسابي. When death comes, it's just a closed eye, open your eye, day of judgment, يوم الحساب, reach the maximum congregation. البحث والنشور, it's like this, we'll start. Okay, everyone now will look to his divine bank account, if I may put it in this way. حساب البنك الإلهي. حسنات و سيئات. So are you losing by keeping dua? Definitely no. Even if you kept doing the dua 24/7, you are gaining the ajr 24/7. So don't ever stop, and don't link, لا تربط الدعاء فقط بأن ترى ما تريد كما تريد. No, leave it to Allah. Allah's wisdom will decide what is best to you. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين. إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. Respected brothers and sisters, before I make a conclusion, I need to remember, I was asked to remind you that we have guests from Montreal, Islamic school in Montreal, the school of Ma'rifa. مدرسة المعرفة. They are desperately in need. The ceiling of part of the school has fallen down. So they need to fix it. Half of the school they are not working, that they can't work because of the ceiling, I think because of the snow. So they desperately in need of, I think they told me about $70,000. They are doing this, their best to collect. So donate from the money that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the ajr. Inshallah, this will be sadaqa jariya bi idhni mawla azza wa jal. Allahumma aqsim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'siyatik, wa min ta'atika ma tubalighuna bihi jannatak, wa min al-yaqin ma tuhawwin bihi alayna masa'ib ad-dunya. Umatti'na Allahumma bi asma'ina wa absarina wa quwwatina ma ahyaytana, waj'alhu al-waritha minna ya rabbal alamin. اللهم إنا عبيدك أبناء وعبيدك أبناء إمائك نواصينا بيدك ماض فينا حكمه عدل فينا قضاؤك نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارحمنا فوق الأرض وتحت الأرض ويوم العرض عليك. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولوالد والدينا ولأصحاب الحقوق والواجبات علينا يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص في القول والعمل يا رب العالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقم الصلاة.